to have a ride on the old bike earlier today, like right after the show. Anyways, winds are pretty much non-existent. They're out of the north at 2 kilometers an hour, and humidity sitting at a comfortable 47%, barometric pressure 101.8 kilopascals and rising. It'll be clear tonight, going down to 16. Tomorrow they're calling for a 60% chance of showers with increasing cloudiness in the morning, and then the chance of showers in the afternoon, and a risk of thunderstorm late in the afternoon and early evening with only a high of 22 degrees. Saturday, things get back to normal. A mix of sun and cloud, 27. Same as Sunday with 28. Monday, there's calling for a 30% chance of showers, high of 27. And Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 25 degrees. Anyways, Dr. Moog, what was his real name? Robert A. Moog. No, maybe he wasn't a doctor. He passed away yesterday, the inventor of the Moog synthesizer. And I just had so much music yesterday that I just couldn't even squeeze them all in. So I'm going to start today's show off with the Edgar Winter Group Frankenstein. Edgar used to have that portable keyboard slung over his neck. And of course, he had a little bit of a Moog helping him out here with the Frankenstein song. So let's start off with that one today right here on South Kootenai Radio. you're a fun sucker, South Kootenai Radio is not for you. That's the Kings there with Switching to Glide, right here on South Kootenai Radio. And let's move on. We've got the very first Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album here, American Girl.
Thank you.
I remember seeing Tom Petty there a couple of years ago at the Gorge of George, and of course that was one of the tunes that Tom and the boys played. I always liked that album, still to this day. When did that come out? I think it was 76, actually. I'll just have a quick peek here. Yeah, 1976. All right, quarter to the hour. Thanks a lot for tuning in, everyone. It is time for This Day in Canadian History. We got a couple of things here that we got to mention. First story is out of Quebec in 1711. And that's when British Admiral Hovenden Walker's assault on New France falters as 8 of his 15 warships are wrecked in gales and heavy fog in the St. Lawrence. Nearly 900 men drown. 25 ships remaining in the fleet return back to England. Wow. And also on this day in 1884, out of Calgary, the founding of the Canadian and District Agricultural Society to promote the district's crops and the promise of the Calgary region by means of an annual exhibition. The 1885 fair was disrupted by the Northwest Rebellion, but it was held successfully in 1886, and it was a forerunner to the Calgary Stampede. 1935, Edmonton, Alberta is the source of this story, and that's when William Eberhardt leads the Social Credit to victory over John Brownlee's United Farmers of Alberta during a provincial election. It's the world's first social credit government and will stay in power to 1971. Of course, that's when Peter Lougheed ended up winning the election. And, you know, the Tories are still in power in that province since 1971. A couple of birthdays here. Ezra Butler Eddy, match manufacturer, was born on this day in 1827 in Bristol, Vermont. Died in Hall, Quebec, February the 12th, 1906. Eddie moved his small friction match factory from Burlington, Vermont to Hull in 1851 to be near a steady supply of matchwood and water power. He sold his product across eastern Canada, and after disastrous fires in 1900, his E.B. Eddy Company diversified into paper and box products, as well as export markets. He was elected mayor of Hull 6 times and served in the Quebec Assembly from 1871 to 1875. Awesome. What else we got here? Rita Johnson, a SoCred politician, was born Rita Leekert on this day at Melville, Saskatchewan in 1935. Johnson served as Surrey Alderman from 1970 to 1983, partly under Mayor Bill VanderZam, and worked on his successful leadership campaign when he replaced Bill Bennett as the BC Social Credit leader. She won election to the BC Legislature in 1986, became BC Minister of Municipal Affairs and Transit and Deputy Premier. When VanderZam resigned April 2, 1991, Johnson became Canada's first woman premier. She was narrowly elected leader, but lost the election and her own seat to Mike Harcourt's NDP in October 7, 1991. Big birthday here today, Frank Marino, rock musician and guitar player extraordinaire of the Montreal-based heavy metal group Mahogany Rush. Born on this day in 1954. And let's not forget Paul Molitor, baseball shortstop, born on this day at St. Paul, Minnesota in 1956. Molitor signed as free agent with the Toronto Blue Jays December 7, 1992, and after 15 years with the Milwaukee Brewers, he
He led the Jays to their second straight World Series title as MVP, and he hit 418 in two series appearances in 1982 and 1993. Only player to hit 5-for-5 in the World Series. All right, Frank Moreno's birthday. We've got to play a song by Frank Moreno on Mahogany Rush. This is a song taken from his Real Live album. It came out in 2004. And this one was recorded in Montreal. It's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Broadcasting from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah. listening to the South Kootenai Radio broadcasting out of Creston Valley. And be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
Toast is ready there. The Stephen Barry Band, it's actually a tune that came out, a live album that came out in 1979, just called The Stephen Barry Band Live. And, of course, a little bit of info about that one. It was recorded at the Iroquois Hotel in Quebec City, and it sounded like the crowd was really appreciative of what they were hearing. Okay, we have about 30 seconds to go here before the news. And I just wanted to let you know that 15 degrees here in the valley, going up to a 32 in the sunshine today, going to be a bit of a scorcher. All rides on the bike have to be done, likely before noon. A quick update here from the police blotter. And we had an officer escorting a cow off the road halfway between Creston and the Kootenai Pass Summit. Up there on Crown Land grazing, I guess, and got a little sidetracked. And a custom crowbar was stolen from a residence at Lakeview Arrow Creek Road. And a male wearing a pink shirt and reportedly flashing people on Canyon Street and 14th Ave was not located. I tell ya, the police here have got it tough. All right, we're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second break. We're going to have a news update, and then we'll be back with some more great tunes right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is August 22nd, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The international calls continue for an immediate and impartial investigation into an alleged chemical weapons attack this week in Syria. It's being suggested that poisonous gas killed hundreds of people just outside Damascus, and pressure is mounting on the Syrian government to cooperate with UN inspectors already in the country. Here's the CBC's Dominic Belaitis.
I don't think anyone out there doubts that something terrible happened in the suburbs of Damascus yesterday. Going off the footage alone, experts think that some kind of chemical attack did occur. They think some kind of non-persistent nerve agent like sarin was used. And if it was this, and it was a non-persistent type, it means it doesn't hang around for long. So hence the urgency for weapons experts to get in as soon as possible and do their testing. That maybe explains why the French foreign minister said today that if Assad refuses them access to investigate, then this attack has his fingerprints all over it. The Syrians will be acutely aware of the feeling on the ground where these alleged attacks took place. The last thing local people want to see there is a regime convoy heading into town. Security will be very much an issue, very much a consideration for the regime.
That's the CBC's Dominic Valaitis in London. Now to Ottawa, where a Senate report comes out this morning on the way oil and gas is shipped across the country. The CBC's Susan Lunn reports.
It's a very powerful report. I believe that.
Liberal Senator Grant Mitchell is the deputy chair of the committee. He says the committee looked at how pipelines were built and how companies are prepared for a spill. It also looked at federal and provincial rules for shipping oil and gas by marine tanker vessels and by rail. And even though the testimony wrapped up in June, a month before 47 people died in the explosion in Lac-Mégantic, Mitchell says the report and its recommendations are coming after the tragedy.
Lac-Mégantic has occurred prior to its announcement, so it won't be forgotten by any means.
The committee heard from a number of witnesses from industry, lobby organizations, and the environmental group, the Pembina Institute. No matter what the Senate committee recommends today, it will be up to the Harper government to decide if it will implement them. Susan Lunn, CBC News, Ottawa.
Canada's biggest bank is raising interest rates. The Royal Bank, effective today, is inching some of its rates up by a fifth of a percentage point. That puts RBC's fixed five-year mortgage at 5.34%. 2 days ago, the Bank of Montreal did the same thing. The Canadian Medical Association is pressing the NHL to do something about on-ice violence. The association has passed a motion that says the league too easily accepts that violence is part of the game's culture. And it claims that if the NHL takes meaningful steps toward eliminating fighting and excessive acts of aggression, minor hockey associations across the country will follow suit. Police in France say they've arrested a member of the notorious Pink Panther gang. The Pink Panthers are jewel thieves, and police say they're responsible for years of spectacular high-profile robberies. Daniel Bache has more from Paris.
French police say the 47-year-old man was arrested while trying to escape through a window at a villa near the southern city of Avignon earlier this week. The man has not been named, but police say he was among five men who escaped from a prison in Switzerland in May. The Swiss police spokesman said the man was a member of the Pink Panthers and was serving a sentence for an armed jewelry heist. French police hope the man they've arrested will be able to give them information about a string of recent robberies of high-end jewelry stores in the French Riviera in recent months. Born out of the conflict in the former Yugoslavia, the international network of several hundred jewel thieves hails mostly from the Balkans region. The group got their name after police made an arrest in London in 2003, finding a stolen diamond ring and a jar of face cream, the same trick used in the original Pink Panther comedy films. Interpol says the group is responsible for the theft of more than $450 million worth of jewelry since 1999. Daniel Bache, CBC News, Paris.
And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, and welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show. Big hello going out to all the people over there at Quick X. I know you're hard at her, and you enjoy having in the tunes dialed right into SKR. Because we aim to please or confuse right here at South Kootenay Radio. Rolling Stones coming up from Goat's Head Soup, 1973. Do, 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 Heartbreaker. Yeah, let's just leave it as Heartbreaker. And you guys can do the singing on the chorus. How's that sound?
Oh yeah! music that'll blow your hair back, if you still have any, on South Kootenai Radio.
All right, there we go. Link Ray bringing us up to this day in rock and roll history. August the 22nd, only one birthday to report. Frank Marino, rock musician of the Montreal-based heavy metal group Mahogany Rush. Of course, I mentioned that in Canadian history as well, because Frank is Canadian. All right. Let's get to the useless trivia that happened throughout the years on August the 22nd. We're going to start in 1964, and that's when, after releasing a half dozen singles that either stalled in the upper reaches of the Billboard Hot 100 or failed to chart at all, the Supremes scored their first hit record. Where Did Our Love Go? Went to number one in the U.S., for the first of 2 weeks, made it to number three in the UK. The song was also offered to the Marvelettes, who disliked the tune and refused to record it. Well, anyways, the Marvelettes, I guess they did okay. Also in 1964, Martha and the Vandellas' Dancing in the Streets is released. The song will become the group's biggest hit, reaching number two in the U.S. 1969, the Beatles are photographed together for the last time on the grounds of John and Yoko's Tittenhurst Park home. I wonder if that was the one that was... Scratch that comment. 1974, former session musicians who called themselves Bread topped the Hot 100 with Make It With You, a song written by their lead singer, David Gates. Also in 1970, Anne Murray's Snowbird enters the Billboard Hot 100 on its way to be a million seller, making the first time in history that an American gold record was awarded to a solo Canadian female. Way to go, Anne. And also again in 1970, after leaving the Animals the year before, Eric Burdon made a return to the charts with a new band called War and scored a number three hit with Spill the Wine. Although Eric would split from War in 1971, the rest of the group would have many more hits without him, including The World is a Ghetto, Cisco Kid, Gypsy Man, Slipping into Darkness, and Why Can't We Be Friends. And in 1979, Led Zeppelin released their final album of original material, In Through the Outdoor. The LP entered the charts at number one in both America and England and featured the top 40 single, Fools in the Rain. The album remained on the U.S. top spot for 7 weeks and sold over 6 million copies. And in 2006, Bruce Gehry, drummer for The Knack, on their multi-million selling hit, My Sharona, passed away at the age of 54. All right, let's get rolling here. Frank Marino's birthday, so we're going to listen to, you know, did I already play this song? I think I did. I did. Oh, man. Okay, I'll start off with some... Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll play Crossroads by Frank Marino. If you'd be so patient. There we go. I found it. All right, here we go. This day in rock and roll history, right here on South Kootenay Radio. We'll be right back.
you're at work listening to South Kootenai Radio. There's lots of dancing in your chair.
right, Fool in the Rain there. That's Led Zeppelin from their final album, In Through the Outdoor. That one released in 1979. And, of course, Fool in the Rain was the big single off it. And before that, we had War, Spill the Wine, a tune with Eric Burdon in the band, released in 1970, and going to the top of the charts. Martha and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street, that one going back to 1964, they're the group's biggest hit. And before that, we had the Supremes with Where Did Our Love Go? I think that was their first... their first hit record. And then, and also 1964. And then we started off with Frank Marino on Mahogany Rush. Frank celebrating a birthday today. Born on this day in 1954. And we listened to that band from the Real Live album of 2004. And a song called Crossroads. Of course, it sounded like it got cut off there, because the whole album is virtually one song leading into another, and I'm going to try to fix that on album highlight here a little later in the program. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 16 degrees, going up to 32 in the sunshine today, going to be a scorcher. And then, what do we got over in Vancouver? 18, mainly sunny. Calgary, sunny and 14. 19 and sunny in Winnipeg. 25 with a mix of sun and cloud in Toronto. Halifax is sunny and 23. And St. John's, Newfoundland, 23 degrees with mostly sunny, a few clouds there. All right, we've got the Eagles. Heartache Tonight, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Make it come out right. There's gonna
I shop at Bedazzled for two reasons: great merchandise and South Kootenai radios playing throughout the store.
Last ones at the party, no place left to go. You sit and watch the seaside, I try to get some dough. You know I don't need no reason to understand. I got all the patience of a working man. Well, I've never been stranded, and I don't need dough. I got troubles of my own that you don't need to know. Hey, yeah, yeah, you working man. Shoes on my feet, my woman's waiting up. She gives me the dickens when I come home late. Man, that's got to stop. No, I don't need no reason to understand. I got all the patience of a working man.
And the Rodeo Kings there with Patience of a Working Man, a Willie P. Bennett song. And that's from the 1999 release, Kings of Love. All right, it is 8:48. We better get rolling here with this next segment, our album highlight, which, of course, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston, the best-looking building on the street, or in all of downtown, for that matter, although Town Hall runs a close second, I guess. Anyway, Kevin and Santa got all kinds of goodies for you, so get on down there for some great advice and some great merchandise. Today we're going to be listening to an album, by Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush. This one recorded at the Soda Club in downtown Montreal. And the album came out in 2004 called Real Live. And, of course, Frank and the boys, well, they were hard at her, I guess, from 1970 to 1980 when the band was together. But Francisco Antonio, or Frank Marino, was born... Oh, now dig this. See, this is why I don't trust Wikipedia. They've got his birthday written as November the 20th, 1954, in Montreal. But anyways, I've got him for today in 1954. Anyway, Frank's a guitarist and a leader of the Canadian hard rock band Mahogany Rush. And Frank is often compared to Jimi Hendrix. And he is acknowledged as one of the best and the most underrated guitarists of the 70s. The band broke up in 1980, I guess. And Frank ended up getting the band, or returning to music again in 2001, inspired in part by a fan site, MahoganyRush.com. And he says, I always knew we had fans. I just didn't know I'd find 500,000 of them on the web. That was an interview he did with Guitar Player magazine in 2005. Anyway, when he got back into the business, he released a solo album there, Eye of the Storm, and went on tour again. And anyways, let's play two songs off of this one. Now, as I had mentioned earlier, this double CD set, it's just one song leading right into another, so I've decided to pick two where they flow quite well together. We're going to start off with the guitar prelude to A Hero, and then we're going to listen to Story of a Hero right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Train waits. hometown road.
as Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush from the album Real Live, come out in 2004, recorded at the Soda Club in Montreal. That's our album highlight today, and of course that's brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. And that is it for the morning show, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. And hopefully you'll be tuned in again tomorrow morning. But don't fret. We've got music playing 24/7 here. And right after the 4-minute, 30-second news update, we'll be back with more regular programming. Be sure to check out the website at theskr.com. You can have a look at our program schedule there. And you will notice that on the noon show today, the Hot Chicken and LP show, where we play full albums every day of the week. We're going to be featuring the new album by the Boom Booms, Make Dat Do Dat, is the one that we're going to play today. And if you miss it at noon, don't worry, it's rebroadcast again at 9 p.m. and all times are Pacific. So have a great day, everyone, and I will catch you all on the flip side.
It is August 22nd. And this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are continuing with their assault today on eastern Damascus, shelling rebel-held areas where reports suggest a chemical weapons attack this week killed more than 100 people. The Syrian government is denying the allegation, but the United States, Britain, and France are demanding UN experts already in Syria be allowed to investigate the site. Now to Egypt, where former President Hosni Mubarak is expected to be released today from prison. Rebecca Collard has a reaction now from Cairo.
Opinions on the streets of Cairo today surprisingly divided with the news that Hosni Mubarak may be released from prison today. Now, it was Hosni Mubarak's 30-year oppressive rule that originally brought protesters to the streets in January of 2011, eventually ending in his ouster. And many here are telling me that they will again take to the streets tomorrow should he walk free. However, others seem completely comfortable with his release and comparing him to Mohamed Morsi, who was ousted by the military July 3rd. Many here are now saying that Mubarak was in fact a better president than Morsi. And it's this divide between those that are supporting Mubarak's release and those that are planning to protest it that could lead to more violence in the coming days in Egypt. Rebecca Collard, CBC News, Cairo.
Some of Canada's big banks are raising their interest rates. Effective today, the Royal Bank has moved its fixed five-year rate up to 5.34%. It's the same boost the Bank of Montreal announced earlier this week, and many analysts are saying more is to come. For more on what this means for Canadian homeowners, here's the CBC's Scott Peterson.
This is troubling for a family trying to make ends meet month to month, week to week. Every dollar counts, so keeping track of these payments is really important to do, whether you're refinancing or getting into the market for the first time. So here's what you can expect to pay now that the banks look like they're going to be raising interest rates. So we're taking an example here of a $500,000 home. The new rate that's just announced by RBC, for example, and many of the other banks, 5.34% would equal a monthly payment of $3,006 per month. That's a once per month payment on a 25-year amortization rate. Now, mortgage rates are up by about a third over the last 5 months. So the same mortgage payment on the same home just 5 months ago would have been $2,516, or close to a $500 difference.
That's the CBC's Scott Peterson in Toronto. Elections Canada has finalized new federal electoral maps for Quebec, BC, and Saskatchewan. The agency is updating electoral boundaries across the country to better reflect the changing face of Canadian communities. And it means a significant realignment in Saskatchewan, which now will have five urban-only ridings in Saskatoon and Regina. The CBC's Bonnie Allen reports.
The changes will be most significant where historically tight races have taken place. In the last federal election, New Democrat Nettie Weeb lost to a Conservative by roughly 500 votes. Like all ridings in Saskatchewan, hers was an urban-rural mix. She fared well inside the city of Saskatoon, but lost out in the surrounding rural areas. That split won't happen anymore.
And I think what it takes into account is that things have changed in this province. That there are many people who are migrating into the province who no longer come from the pioneer era of Saskatchewan.
An independent commission was created in 2012 to set new boundaries. Critics say the current map doesn't consider the changing demographics of Saskatchewan, with people moving into the province, settling in the city, not the country. Saskatchewan's 13 conservative MPs fought against the changes, but lost. Bonnie Allen, CBC News, Regina.
The eighth shark attack in Hawaiian waters this year is now a fatality. A 20-year-old German woman has died 1 week after a shark bit off her right arm. The woman was snorkeling when she was attacked. It's the first fatal shark attack in Hawaii in almost a decade. And that is the CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.